Hey, Matt Rothschild at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, here with my Democracy Minute. On July 9th, Governor Evers did a good thing. He vetoed a bad Republican bill that would have delayed local redistricting for a couple years. The bill ostensibly was designed to account for the delay in the delivery of the census data, which has made it impossible for counties to redraw their maps by the July 1 deadline in the statutes. The census data isn't likely to arrive now until mid-August. But the bill would have required local units of government to bow to any new political lines that the legislature might draw afterwards, which goes against our tradition of starting from local wards and districts drawn by municipalities and counties and building the map up from there. And as Governor Evers wrote in his veto message, the delay in redrawing maps under this bill would have forced people to live under the old maps that no longer accurately reflect current populations, which violates the constitutional principle of one person, one vote, he said. And he's right. Look, every district in Wisconsin is supposed to have an equal number of people in it so that everyone's voice is equal. But over the last 10 years, a lot of areas like Dane County have seen a large increase in population growth. So people in districts in Dane County now have less of a voice than people in districts that have seen no growth or have seen a drop in growth. Maintaining the old district lines until 2023 or 2024 would deprive the people in Dane County and other growth areas of equal representation. As Evers noted, to deny Wisconsinites from having lawfully reapportioned local districts, even temporarily, is unjust and undemocratic. On this one, the governor has shown excellent leadership. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute.